Well, I do know you're busy, 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 right. And that helps you as well. Socially yes. busy, but you're here at work.
Right.
You didn't come into the office just to do this. You have work to do today.
Right. We've got projects that we're working on, and the wonderful thing is the brain is not affected by ALS. The body may be, but the brain is not, and I have some wonderful coworkers here that help with physically doing what needs to be done, and we meet with clients who are very patient and understanding.
It probably has affected your business by your mobility.
Well,
a big house or something.
It's a challenge. For instance, going up a staircase to a second floor is not going to be possible now. Even without an elevator, I've installed an elevator in my townhouse, so I do have access to the second floor very easily. A few days ago was the 4th of July, and we had friends over to watch the fireworks from our roof deck. Four guys carried me to the roof so I could participate.
Well, you're blessed with lots of friends, aren't you?
Yes, I am very blessed.
As attested to by the over 300 who came to a party for you at Philbrook,
right.
which we have talked about in the previous
right.
interview. And I know you still have wonderful thoughts and memories of that. In fact, Wes put together a book commemorating
yes.
that party.
Yes.
It was wonderful. Financially now, how does this affect? And what does insurance cover or Medicare cover?
Well, Medicare covers the medical bills. It purchased this power chair and other equipment that is needed. Now, the Toby computer, for instance, will be a lease situation when that comes up, just a lease that Medicare pays for. Caregiving is out of my own pocket.
So no insurance policy or Medicare will cover the caregivers like David and Wes?
Right.
Everything else is covered.
I have a copay, you know, that I have to pay for out of pocket, but all the doctor bills and most of the equipment are covered by Medicare.
So there could be those who are unable to afford a caregiver.
That's very correct. A lot of ALS patients rely totally on family to be their caregivers.
Yeah. And in this case, David is a professional.
Yes.
That makes a huge difference.
Yes, without question.
And he can anticipate what your next move is going to be.
Exactly.
I'm sure that's
lots
a big
of,
part of it.
Lots of experience with ALS.
I mean, he's already thought what you're going to begin to think.
Yes.
So that's what puts him in that professional category. Support groups you've alluded to earlier. Talk about a support group and how important that is to you and to others.
Well, in Tulsa, most communities, a lot of communities, there's an ALS support group. In our case, we meet once a month. It's supported in Tulsa by the MDA. We sometimes have speakers, but most of the time we just share. Family members come, friends come, so there can be 35, 40, 50 people at these support groups, and we just all talk about our experience with ALS and what we've learned. It becomes a sense of family almost. I very much enjoy going to the meetings because I feel like I know everybody, because we've all shared from the depths of our experience what's going on with us with ALS. And the caregivers that are there and the family members that are there share their feelings and so forth about what's happening. We learn sometimes about new technologies because we will have speakers that discuss various aspects of the equipment and what's being done out there. There's not been a lot of successful research. They still don't know what causes ALS, and they also have introduced now a new medication, the first one in over 20 years for ALS, and it will delay progression for maybe a few months. It's not for everyone either. There's a limited number of people. About 30% of the patients will benefit from taking it. The real zinger, though, it's about $144,000 a year for the medication. I have a feeling a lot of insurance companies aren't going to be covering that.
Yeah.
But we learn about all these new things.
You said 30 to 50 people there. How many are actual ALS patients?
I would say the Tulsa group, probably about 10. And then a lot of them, as I said, bring large entourages of friends and family.
Of that 10, are they mostly men?
No, it's about half and half.
Really?
Yeah, in that group.
And the age?
Varies all over the map.
What would be the youngest, you think?
The youngest that I've personally known was 30 years old. He lasted 3 years. He had three small children, but he lasted, I think, 3 years and passed away when he was 33.
So he's the youngest, and who would be the oldest?
Well, there's some that are in their 70s, 80s. I know the age of this youngest man because he was open about that.
Yeah, and so unusual.
Yeah, to have three small children, that was very, very sad.
Mm-hmm.